Hello and welcome to another episode of the Side by Side ATC podcast. I'm your host Tom Haynes, and today I want to take a look at how to take your talent to the next level. And if you've been listening to this podcast any time at all, you know that I'm a huge listener of podcasts and reader of books, trying to improve myself, but also trying to see how I can take what's in these podcasts and in these books and relate them to air traffic control, specifically to those of you who are at the academy or those of you who are trying, as I call it, this journey of becoming an air traffic controller. And so this week I want to take a bit from another John Maxwell book. And again, if you've listened to this podcast at all, you know I'm a huge fan of John Maxwell and his leadership books, and also, you know, how we can use those in that journey that I just talked about. And so this week, how to take your talent to the next level. Because it's not enough to have talent. It's not enough to have talent. You have to be able to improve continuously and improve steadily to really succeed at this job and at this career. And so there are going to be five things that I'm going to go over and talk about. And so, you know, just to kind of get it started and to kind of give you an idea of where this might be going. To quote from the book, if you want to expand your talent, you must become teachable. And that goes especially for you who are at the academy. You must become teachable. And John Maxwell starts off with a quote from another author that says, "The most important skill to acquire is learning how to learn." And so it's kind of what I try to do with these podcasts, is teach you and tell you how you're going to have to learn in order to succeed at the academy and succeed at this job. And so let's get right into it. Number one, pardon me, you have to learn to listen. And it is one of the, if not the most important skill for an air traffic controller. You have to learn to listen. And it's really the first step in being teachable, is you have to learn to listen. And here again, John Maxwell quotes some authors. This one is Henry David Thoreau says, "It takes two to speak the truth, one to speak and one to hear." Now, for us as air traffic controllers, it takes two to communicate. You, the controller, and the pilot, or another controller. And that's why they have you go through the process of giving your initials at the end of communication with another controller. That, when you both give your initials, that means you both understand what was said. and whose responsibility is what. You know, you have to have that understanding. And I can tell you, in dealing with pilots, and not just the student pilots that I deal with regularly now, but when you're dealing with commercial pilots, you have to make sure that they heard you correctly. And you also doubly have to make sure that you heard them correctly. And if your mind is going off to the next thing and you're not paying attention to what is being said, you're going to miss it. And you're going to have a mistaken belief about what they're doing and what you're doing. And then I love this comment. There's an old saying that goes, there's a reason you have one mouth but two ears. That is how important listening is. Listen to the pilots. Listen to the other controllers. You do that and remain humble, and you begin to learn things every day that can help you expand your talent. Being able to listen is, like I said, one of, if not the most important skill that an air traffic controller has. Okay, that is how important it is. And here, John Maxwell puts it first. As far as how we can grow our talent and take our talent to the next level, it's first. You cannot succeed if you are not listening. Okay, number two, and this is important also, especially at the academy. You have to understand the learning process. And in his book, John Maxwell gives four steps to this learning process. And I'd be willing to bet that you're not going to guess what they are unless you've read his book. Because to a lot of us, they seem out of order. Okay? But let's go through the steps. This is understanding the learning process. Okay? Four steps to this. Number one, step one, act. Do something. Try something. In air traffic, and especially at the academy, or if you're a CTI school, act. Make a decision. That's step one in the learning process. Step two is you look for mistakes and you evaluate how you acted and what, how your decision was. Was it a good decision? Was it a bad decision? In air traffic, what, did you use the right phraseology? Did you use the right procedure? Did you follow all the steps that you had to take to complete the task? Okay. Step one, you have to act. You have to do something. Step two is you look for your mistakes and you evaluate your mistakes. Step three, you search for a way to do it better. Okay, and for us as air traffic controllers, there are some very strict rules on how we do things. And you have to evaluate, you know, when you act, when you do something, when you make a decision, you evaluate, was it the right decision? Was it the wrong decision? Did I do it the right way? Did I do it? Did I make mistakes? And how I did it. And then number three, you look for a way to do it better. Now, at the academy, you'll get input from your instructors. Both your lead, your A lead, your row instructors will give you input. When you're practicing with classmates, you will get their input. They will get your input. That's why it's so important to practice with others and not just practicing with yourself. Okay? You have to get that input because that is going to show you the better way of getting things done. And that is what the academy is about. And then step four. So step one is act. Step two is look for your mistakes and evaluate those mistakes. Step three, search for a way to do it better. Step four, go back to step one and start it all over again. Once you search for a way to do things better or correctly, then go and act again and start the process over. Okay? It is a process. And remember that the greatest enemy of learning is knowing, is thinking that you know. That will stop you from continuing to learn. And the goal, and remember this, especially if you're at the academy, the goal of everything you're learning is to act, to do, to decide. I know I've said on this podcast before, as an instructor, I can help you if you will decide and act. We can work with, was it the right decision? Were they the right actions? We can work with that. If you aren't going to make a decision and you are not going to act, I can't really help you as an instructor. Because I don't know what you're thinking. Okay? Being an air traffic controller is about making decisions, doing what you need to do, evaluating whether it was the right decision or not, and then acting if it wasn't the right decision, acting to correct it. You go through, as an air traffic controller, you go through these steps in learning. You do go through this every time you're working traffic. You're constantly evaluating. You're constantly learning. That's why it's the most amazing career that you could ever have. Because you never stop learning. Never stop growing. Okay? So, number one is learn to listen. Number two, you have to understand the learning process. And at the academy, before I go on to the next one, at the academy, you have to understand what the process is. It is a process that will take you from day one of basics to day one of en route, tower, TRACON. And the process is fairly well thought out for what they're trying to do. Okay? They understand that when you graduate, you're not a controller yet. You have earned the right to go train at a facility with real traffic and become an air traffic controller. Now, I will tell you that by the time you get towards the end of your time at the academy, you're working traffic. I don't care if it's simulated. It doesn't matter. You're working traffic. as far as I'm concerned, the airplanes might as well be real. Because you're in there, in the lab. And when you're in the lab, it's real. It's as real as it's going to get. Now, it is a little bit different looking at the monitors in the tower lab as opposed to looking out windows. It's a little bit different. But the simulators that they have are pretty good. Okay? So understand that there's a process involved at the academy. There's a process involved at your CTI school. There's a process involved that will take you from day one to day 60. From day one to day 50. Okay? It is a process. You can't skip. You can't hit a go-to button and go to day 60. And you really wouldn't want to. Because you need all those days in between to go through that learning process every day. Because it's a daily learning process. It's a weekly learning process. And it's a monthly learning process. And then it's a three-month learning process that gets broken down into those individual days, those individual scenarios. Okay? That is the learning process at the academy. And it's very important that you understand that it is a process, that you are supposed to make mistakes and grow through the process. Okay? All right, number three of the five. Look and plan for teachable moments. And when you're at the academy, this is fairly easy. Because those teachable moments are going to be your time in the lab running the scenarios. Each scenario is a teachable moment. Your time away from the academy and practicing with your classmates, those are teachable moments. Okay? You have to look for opportunities to learn every day, and even break that down, every run that you have, look for opportunities to learn. Okay? The only way to get to your potential is to learn from every situation that you can. It doesn't mean to be perfect. Remember, go back to step two. The process involves making mistakes. Okay? But look for those teachable moments. Know that they're going to be there. And also know this. We learn the most from our mistakes. We don't learn as much when we do something well. We don't learn as much when we have success. We tend, as just people, to go, all right, I did good. I'm doing good. We tend to back off the intensity. It doesn't have to be much to make a big impact when we back off the intensity. And the academy is intense, with a capital I, intense. It is intense. And it's 3 months of intense. Okay? You have to look for, you have to plan teachable moments. Okay? And it's funny that John Maxwell has no idea. I can guarantee you he has no idea what it takes to be an air traffic controller. He knows what it takes to be a leader. Okay. His comment is, cultivate friendships with people who challenge and add value to you, and try to do the same for them. It will change your life. And at the academy, you have to find friends. These are your classmates. For the most part, it's going to be your classmates who will challenge you to get better, who will stretch you to get better, who will add value to you. And you have to do the same for them. You have to challenge them. You have to stretch them. And when you do this as a class, and you've heard me say this over and over and over, and that it is so important. That's why I keep saying it. As a class, you challenge each other. You add value to each other. If you do that, then as a class, it is going to change everyone's life in that class. Period. Okay? Look for those teachable moments. Bring people around you who are going to challenge you, who are going to stretch you. And do that for them. It is a gift that they are giving you. Give it back. Reciprocate. And see what happens to all of you when you do that. You will be amazed. I guarantee it. Okay, so first, you have to listen. Second, you have to understand what the learning process entails. Okay? Third, you have to look for and plan those teachable moments. Number four, you have to make those teachable moments count. It's one thing to look for them and plan for teachable moments. But if you don't take those moments and turn them into actions, then they kind of get left behind. Okay? You have to take those moments and put them into practice. That's why practice is so important at the academy. Practice is so important on this journey that you guys are wanting to take to become air traffic controllers. Pardon me. Practice. Take the moments that you're learning from and practice and get better. You will get better. So, you may not believe this, but I have seen students who had wonderful row instructors who gave everything they had to those students. And the students walk out of the lab, walk down to the breakout room, and it's gone. They don't hold on to that teachable moment. They don't hold on to the learning. And part of that may be that they're not really listening to what the instructor is telling them. Not truly listening. I can tell you without a doubt
that 99.9% of the instructors that are at the academy, and it doesn't matter what, you know,
it could be InRoot, Tower, Tracon, doesn't matter. They are there giving everything they have
to get students through the program and pass. It's their life. It's why they're in Oklahoma City. I mean, Oklahoma City is a nice town, but especially this time of year, it's not an altogether great place to be sometimes. Cold, windy.
It's why the identifier for Will Rogers Wartak is IRW. It's really windy.
It's windy. And there are times when it's not that pleasant to be in Oklahoma City. I was born there.
I can talk about it.
But understand that those instructors are up there for a reason. And most of them, the vast, vast majority of them are up there because they want to see students at the academy succeed. They're not up there for the money. They don't get paid that much. They get paid, but it's not fantastic. They're up there to help. They're up there to help you. But you have to be willing to accept that help. You have to be willing to take that help that they give you and use it. Okay. John Maxwell describes what it's like if you don't put these teachable moments into practice. It would be like a jewelry designer going to a gem merchant to buy fine gems, placing them carefully into a case, putting the case on the shelf to collect dust and not doing anything with them. You can't, or you can, but you don't want to do that. And I know it's difficult. You know, I'm the type of guy, I like to learn a lot. I like to learn. I like to keep growing. But it's difficult for me to actually take that next step and put what I'm learning into action. Okay? Don't be like me. Do what I say. Don't do what I do, necessarily. Okay? But you have to take those teachable moments and you have to force yourself to put them into action. And put them into action right away. The academy, yeah, it's 3 months. But there are parts of the academy that fly by. You have to put things into action. If you say you make some mistakes one day in the lab, okay. Resolve not to make those mistakes the next day. Work on one or two things. Not all 10 that you might have gotten written up for during the day. Work on two. Make sure you don't do those two things the next day. And then the day after that, work on another two. Make sure you don't do those two things. And in 5 days, you've taken those 10 things, and they're now none. Oh, sure, you're going to have another list. Okay? That's the way it happens. That's the way it works. Okay? This is why it's important to take the grade sheets, whether it doesn't matter you know, what specialty you're part of. Doesn't matter if it's Tracon Tower, en route. Take your grade sheets and use them. Use them to target your practice. Use them to focus your practice. Focus on those things that you're doing wrong. Continue to work and practice on the things you do well, but focus your practice on those things that you're making mistakes on. Okay? So, first, learn to listen. Second, understand the learning process. Third, look for and plan for those teachable moments. Number four, you take those teachable moments and put them into action. Make them count. Don't make them just teachable moments. Make them count. And then number five, ask yourself, am I really teachable? Am I really teachable? Or is this something that I struggle with? Okay. At the academy, you have to be teachable. You cannot ever get to the point where you think you've got it made. Because until that last day, until you pass, you haven't got it made. You have to be teachable. And you have to be asking yourself. The self-reflection is good. Don't dwell on it. But it's good to reflect and ask ourselves, am I really teachable? Am I willing to learn? Am I willing to listen to someone else? Because the amazing basketball coach, John Wooden, coached UCLA for years. They won so many national championships in a row. He says, everything we know, we learned from someone else. Think about it. Everything you know, you learned from someone else. Either in person, on a podcast, hopefully, via TV, in school, from our parents, from our family, from our friends. Everything we know, we learned from someone else. And the more teachable you are, the easier it is going to be for you to learn from someone else and to accept learning from someone else. And there's a story about Thomas Edison, one of the most amazing inventors the world has ever seen. And a politician came up to him and complimented him on his creative genius. And Edison said, I'm not a great inventor. And the politician said, but you have more than 1,000 patents to your credit. Edison said, yes, but the only invention I can really claim as absolutely original is the phonograph. And the politician said, I'm afraid I don't understand what you mean. Edison explained, well, I guess I'm an awfully good sponge. I absorb ideas from every course I can and put them to practical use. Then I improve them until they become of some value. The ideas which I use are mostly the ideas of other people who don't develop them themselves. What an amazing description of someone being willing to learn from others. I will tell you, as an instructor, I learned so much from the students that I was instructing.
And I've tried to take the best of that and put it into action with other students. And that's what a lot of instructors in Oklahoma City do. You know, a lot of the training aids that you have, in the en route option anyway, were originally ideas from students. And I've probably talked about this on the podcast. When I was working at Love Tower in Dallas, DFW Tower was known for having runway incursions. And I mean, ground control at DFW had to be one of the hardest positions in the world to work, because every landing aircraft had to cross at least one runway, sometimes two. And they would have runway incursions because of all the coordination that was involved and all the traffic that they were trying to get out and trying to get in. And then someone came up with the idea of having a strip with the runway on it that the local controller and the ground controller had to give each other when one or the other was using the runway. And it came into practice right as I was leaving Love Tower and going to Fort Worth Center and changing options from tower to en route. And so I never really had to work on it, but from what I heard, it cut down on runway incursions, not only at DFW, but nationwide, by over 50 to 60% almost immediately. We still use them at the tower that I work at now. But the point of this story is, I was working with a student in the radar lab, and a sector called and said they requested an aircraft at a different altitude than he was. And the student said Roger and gave his initials. He looks over. The aircraft is not in his airspace yet, which means, and since there's a lot of time before he gets to the sector that called him, requesting him at a different altitude, he cannot immediately go to the previous sector, the sector where the airplane's coming from, and move him. He has to wait. And this is intentional by the FAA. They want you, well, okay, want is the wrong word. They expect you to forget about him because it's 12, almost 15 minutes before he gets to the sector that wants him at a different altitude. So I'm working with this student. The student takes the call, says Roger, gives his initials, immediately writes the call sign and the altitude on a blank strip that he has in his strip bay that is for notes. He picks the strip up, and it's in a strip holder. He picks it up, keeps it in his hand, and continues to work. And I am super curious by this point, because I had not seen a student in the 2+ years that I was at the academy up to this point when this happened. I had never seen a student do this. And so as soon as that airplane became or got into our airspace and he could move him, he told the R-side, Sector 67's requesting this aircraft at this altitude.
Okay. He puts it on the R side to climb him when he can. He lined out the call sign and the altitude on the blank strip, put the blank strip back in the strip bay. He was done with it. And I'm thinking, oh man, this is fantastic. So at the end of the problem ends. I asked the student, said, hey, before we get into this, and you know, before we get into your grade sheet, I have a question for you. Using the strip holder, using the blank strip, why were you doing that? He said, well, I forgot to give the guy his altitude. And it just reminded me of what the FAA had wanted tower controllers to do. Use a physical aid, memory aid. Because when you have that strip holder with the blank strip and you've got a note on it, it's going to annoy the daylights out of you. And you are going to get that task done as soon as possible. And I started using that with students right away. I started using that with other students. I still use that with students to this day. To me, it's one of the best things you can do in the radar lab. Remind yourself anything that you need to remember. Write it on the blank strip. Put the strip holder in your hand. Hold it. It's going to annoy you. That's the purpose. Even at the academy, a student taught me a new way of doing it. It's not the first time that's happened with an instructor, and it won't be the last. But you have to ask yourself, are you teachable enough that you will learn something new and put it into practice? So let's go back over the five. Listening. You have to listen. You have to understand what the learning process is. It's about acting, figuring out your mistakes, evaluating your mistakes, correcting your mistakes, and then starting the whole process over. You have to look for and plan teachable moments. That's number three. And then number four goes along with it. It's not just good enough to look for and even plan for teachable moments. You have to put those teachable moments, put what you have learned into practice. And then you have to continually ask yourself, number five, am I really teachable? Am I really willing to listen and learn from anybody and everybody? Those five things. And you can take the talent that you have and take it to the next level. So that's the five steps. That's the five things that you need to concentrate on to take your talent to the next level. Thank you guys for listening. Thank you for letting me have this avenue for talking to you, talking with you, and hopefully giving you some ideas from places you didn't really know to look for. And hopefully we can take this self-improvement lesson from John Maxwell and use it to become better air traffic controllers, become better air traffic control students. We need to always, always be a student of air traffic control. And hopefully, it will help you where you are. That's my goal. That's my only goal. To help you where you are. But thank you for listening. Thank you for continuing to listen to this podcast. It continues to amaze me and it continues to humble me every week that you guys continue to listen. And so, hang in there. You can always text me if you have a question. My phone number will be in the notes. My email address will be in the notes. The website for the coaching program and the video program will be in the notes. The videos are still being worked on, and they're getting closer and closer, believe me. And I know it's been a long time, and I apologize for that. But all those things are in the notes. But whatever you do, as I say most weeks, whatever you do, do not try and go down this journey of being an air traffic controller and becoming an air traffic controller on your own. Please do not. And it doesn't have to be me that walks through it with you. It can be your classmates. It can be your family. It can be loved ones. But please don't try to do this on your own. Enlist some help. Enlist some people to walk along this journey with you, side by side. Till next week. Goodbye.